It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The person with the most insight into where interest rates are going in this country has scared investors by saying the obvious. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve Chair, testified in the Senate yesterday. What he said that spooked the market is that, quote, inflationary pressures are running higher than expected. And when his team last met and raised rates in February, the Dow closed down 574 points or 1.7% yesterday. The S&P went down 1.5%. For those very focused on inflation, the economy is still running too hot. For those looking for better jobs or for raises, the economy is nice and strong. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
It's been a year since the Fed started raising interest rates to try and slow inflation driven by strong business and consumer demand. And it seemed to be working. Consumer spending, home sales, and price inflation all started to come down. Then 2023 arrived with a bang.
January's data was a surprise.
That's former Fed economist Claudia Sahm.
Inflation strengthened some. We had big job gains. We had spending really bounce back.
So Chairman Powell is now reiterating that the Fed will do whatever it takes to slow the economy and tame the job market to fight inflation. American workers, though, remain confident they'll be able to keep their jobs and keep spending it up, says Jesse Wheeler at polling firm Morning Consult.
The U.S. consumer remains incredibly resilient.
Tamping down consumer spending to blunt inflation has proven one of the hardest nuts for the Fed to crack. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Mr. Powell goes back to Capitol Hill this morning. This time it's in the House of Representatives. This morning, S&P futures are up 0.2%. The 10-year interest rate is up slightly, but still under 4%. Confirmed by the data, workers in the lowest paid jobs have gotten the biggest wage increases during pandemic, much larger in percentage terms than those in higher paying jobs. That's according to a new working paper out this week from the National Bureau of Economic Research. Key part of this is a narrowing of what's called the college wage premium, which also helps curb some inequality. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that.
Wage inequality has fallen substantially since the pandemic began.
This is surprising because we actually saw jobs at the bottom fall the most at the onset of the pandemic.
Aaron Dubay is an economics professor at UMass Amherst and one of the paper's authors. He says young people with no college degree who were working in those jobs in restaurants and hospitality have actually gotten the biggest pay increases in the last 3 years.
This is driven largely by people leaving really bad jobs.
For better ones in different industries. Many of those who have stayed or gone into those low-paying jobs in the service sector are also making more because it's hard to find people now.
Unfortunately, it's really not across the board.
Molly Kinder is at the Brookings Institution.
You're really seeing the biggest gains in the sectors that shut down during the early days of the pandemic. Low-wage essential workers who kept going to work, whether at a grocery store or retail or at a nursing home.
She says they have not gotten real significant wage increases in quite the same way. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is International Women's Day. Here's a number. Progress in closing the gap between what women and men are paid has stalled in the last 20 years, according to new research from Pew. In 2022, women made 82 cents for every dollar that a man makes. That's almost the same as the number for 2002, when it was 80 cents for every dollar. What would you do if your young kids asked you about this? It's a topic that Marketplace's podcast for young folks, Million Bazillion, decided to tackle. Bridget Bodner is the co-host and senior producer of the show. Morning, Bridget.
Good morning, David.
I know one of the questions you regularly wrestle with is how early you can address some of these thorny questions. What was the thinking on this one?
Well, this one was kind of easy in a way because multiple kids sent us this question. They phrased it like, why do some people make more money than others? But when we talked to them about what do you exactly mean by that, they either had heard that there's a difference in how we pay people on public radio, or one kid actually saw a kids movie that had a storyline about the wage gap. It's a tricky thing to explain, but they're seeing it, they have questions about it, and we felt like we should be ready to explain it or at least give a few top line takeaways.
All right. So you've been actually asking around to figure out how to optimize that. Where should a parent start if they want to take this up with a child?
You might want to start with letting your kid know that it's not a rule that women get paid less than men. It's something that has happened for a bunch of these other complicated reasons related to how we have thought historically about race and gender. But you can also let them know that there are people who are trying to close this gap, to fix the problem in a bunch of different ways. You can also talk about it big picture. Like, here's an example of unfairness. Depending on the age of your kid, that might resonate with them a lot. And maybe you can use this as an opportunity to get them thinking about how they play with other kids on the playground, how they kind of go about their daily lives.
Actually, you know, if you've ever met a child, right, that is something that they have a highly developed sense of unfairness. And they're ready to call it out when they see it.
They sure are. Yep.
Now, you have conscripted some superheroes to illustrate the wage gap. I guess it's one of their superpowers, explaining equity.
We did. It's funny because wage disparity, like, is a problem that doesn't have this one easy solution. It has a whole bunch of things that could kind of fix it. And to implement them, it's varying degrees of complexity. The responsibility of fixing this problem really should be, like, with businesses and governments and specifically not with an individual. So that's why it kind of felt fun to use superheroes. My very talented co-host, Ryan Perez, wrote the bulk of this script. And we were talking about this idea at the start of the season. It felt fun to sort of flip this idea that you have these very powerful individuals who are trying to deal with this problem that they can't solve on their own with their powers, but maybe they can solve it by learning more about the problem.
Very interesting. We should get superheroes on all sorts of social problems. Bridget Bodner co-hosts Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids. It's also fun for adults. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Bridget, thank you for doing this.
Thanks so much, David.
And it's available for subscription for free wherever you get your podcasts. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.